Geek Radio Daily for Friday, September the 19th, 2008. All of the geek without the weight, right there across from me, friends. Ready to slam into you like a meteor.
A meteor?
I don't know.
It's interesting that you would use this terminology.
That's all I had. I don't know.
You're going to love that the universe is talking to you, sir. Who am I?
Oh, you're Billy Flynn.
Podcasting's shaft.
So who are you?
I'm just the vicar.
Podcasting's Meteor Man.
How the hell did you do that?
That's insane.
That's creepy,
dude.
Man.
That is
that's a
nutty.
Friday fun fact.
That is nutty. It's nutty right there. Okay, it is the 19th of September, kiddies. This is the day that Butch and Sundance committed their first robbery together.
Nice.
This is the day Adam West was born in 1928.
Hello, citizens.
This is the day that Orville Redenbacher in 1995 allegedly died.
I saw him on TV after he allegedly died.
That's what
died.
I'm saying. My butt, he died. Uh-huh. He ain't going no place.
Exactly.
All right, it's Friday. We got brand new movies, news of the Geekly, mailbag and all, but we start off, as always, with your television pages.
Certainly.
What's
the weekend without TV?
My Friday night sucks. What do you got?
Well, sir, tonight ABC has the America's Funniest Home Video finale.
You know, I bet it's not funny.
I didn't know it was still on.
I bet I would watch it and not even crack a smile.
Probably.
I'm just saying.
More than likely.
How about over on Fox? This is just as good, dude. Brand new Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? There's more.
Uh-huh.
A brand new Don't Forget the Lyrics.
Ooh. Did you know a nun sings in that one? Or doesn't sing? There you go.
I was not aware of that. That's a bad habit.
NBC. Oh, you're... NBC tonight on America's Toughest Jobs. The contestants work on an oil rig.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No, it doesn't.
AMC American Movie Classics has officially elevated Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor sucks.
To the American Movie Classic level.
Wow.
Apparently, yeah.
That's
we had
it.
I got it for my wife because she thinks Ben Affleck's a hottie. And you know what? She still gave it away to Goodwill.
Ben Affleck sucks in that movie. Tonight on the CW and WWE Friday Night Smackdown. WWE Champion Triple H versus MVP, who both know that Pearl Harbor sucks.
Yeah, they know it too. Bravo Channel tonight. If you like Miss Congeniality 2, Armed and Fabulous.
Yeah?
It's on twice.
Wow.
Like that,
then
baby.
I could watch that instead of flipping it to FX to see V for Vendetta, because... I could see Miss Congeniality.
Yeah. You could watch V for Vendetta anytime. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Sci-Fi Channel, you got your little Stargate Atlantis marathon. VH 100 Greatest Songs of the 80s.
Turner Classic Movies has a Jose Ferrer double feature for us. 1950's Cyrano de Bergerac, followed by 1952's also starring Zsa Zsa Gabor, Moulin Rouge.
Wow.
How about that?
Especial.
I don't remember seeing John Leguizamo anywhere.
No.
Anywhere near that
no.
one. What do you, 100 Greatest Songs of the 80s.
Yeah.
Who's going to be on that? Like, you know, why aren't we on one of those?
I understand. Oh, you mean like VH1
personalities? Yeah, the VH1 personalities.
I know. We were just complaining about that. We're as famous as those guys.
I think so.
We're Flynn and the Vicar, biatch.
Did we mention that CBS is rerunning Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobs? I mean, show,
no.
Ghost Whisperer.
No.
Okay, well, they're doing that.
I love them. I mean, her.
Them and her are just fantastic. They are the greatest people ever. Discovery Channel tonight is rerunning the Monster Quest, where they look for the North Lake monsters.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was but like three of them.
Sure.
I don't know of that many.
Manny, so Moe, and Jack, all three of the North Lake monsters.
No, there's the one from Boston, who I've already forgotten.
Oh,
Charlie.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, no, the actual monsters themselves. But if I'm watching anything tonight, sir, it's going to be on the Cartoon Network.
Oh?
Well, yes, because tonight Lucario and gang are going to be revved up because the Pokemon have to rescue Pikachu from the clutches of the evil Mew in Pokemon Lucario and the Mystery of Mew.
Huh. See, looking at Pikachu, I'm thinking the greatest danger would be that somebody is going to wrap him up in duct tape and, let's just say, going to run a little bit of...
Yeah. Listen up! It's time for mail call!
I don't want to
dwell on that.
No.
Okay, hey guys, it's good to have both of you together again after several weeks of various host combinations.
Oh, thank you so much.
While the vicar was absent, I was compelled to sing along with Billy so he didn't have to say,
Four women!
And geek news all by himself.
Yeah, thank
you. And only got a couple of strange looks. Well, good for you. On arriving home, I immediately followed your guidance and programmed my DVR. Happy birthday, Billy Flynn.
Thanks.
Since the vicar wasn't there, you only received one other greeting. It's my birthday this week, too, so I guess that makes us birthday buddies. I'm not gay. Okay, maybe not. But seriously, Jennifer Tilly is 50? Wow. That's all for now, and until I see a Vicar Flynn in 08 bumper sticker, make mine GRD Glenn.
I'm not gay.
Thank you. Glenn is not gay. today.
No, he's not.
We've determined that.
Hey, guys, it was an absolute pleasure to hang out with your good selves at the Sigler Bash at Dragon Con, although I have to admit being confused by how I learned more about English history at a drunken party than living for 36 years in the bloody country itself. Damn, Vic, you know your stuff. GRD Weekly Recording was very cool, and I have to apologize for my rather weak guest appearance on the show. I think my brain was still back in the hotel room sleeping on Evo Terra's fine ale. Oh, wow. Sleeping on it? Oh.
Sleeping of.
Oh, I see. I understand.
He was typing quickly. His wife is very
already
attractive.
Trying to come
I've
up with some crazy excuse to convince my good lady wife to sanction another expensive and totally selfish hedonistic weekend. Maybe I could use that line. So until Rob Schneider is in a film that's funny, make mine GRD.
Damn.
That's from the good Martin Casserly.
Or as we like to call him, Martin! All right, every once in a while, I'm tempted to have that DirecTV watch so much NFL you'll go insane while alienating your family and friends package, but yet, I always manage to resist because I'm too lazy to switch from cable to satellite. Anyway, it got me yesterday as I was watching my beloved Titans maul the Bengals and wishing I could see my other favorite team, the Redskins, and their comeback over the Saints.
Yeah, baby.
I did find that the NFL website has a game tracker that maps out the current drive for you online.
They do, it's pretty cool.
And will even go live to your selected team's radio broadcast if they get in the red zone.
Ooh.
That's badass.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. So that's how I quote-unquote watched the last quarter of the Skins game. God bless the internet for helping us geeks out in so many ways. How did we live without it? Oh, and it's good for getting y'all's show, too.
Aww.
Big orange Redskins fan!
Thank you, sir. Good morning, geeks. Kid Ridiculous here once again to turn those frowns upside down with a little email. First off, what's up, kid? Vicar is a pretty lady and will make someone a fine concubine someday. Worry not.
Damn.
I just watched the cult classic Japanese film Ichi the Killer and found a fact more disturbing than the movie itself.
Oh.
The man yogurt, which the film's logo rises from in the title sequence, is real, belonging to Japanese director Shinya Takamoto and three other crew members. Enjoy the tidbit and be warned, there are more to come. And I'm guessing there's no pun intended there.
Okay, that's nasty.
That is nasty.
All right, let me say...
Good morning. Enjoy your breakfast.
Yeah, I don't want to watch this movie. There's something about the daggone...
It's a good movie.
The Japanese on the internet just as bad as the Germans. Something about having your ass handed to you in the Second World War makes you a freak.
What's up with that, man?
Oh,
yeah, man. I don't know.
That's nasty. All right. Hey, guys. So Pip sent you that sweet email about how she listens to you first thing in the morning. That would be Philippa Ballantyne.
Yes, it would.
Authoress of Chasing the Bad.
Chasing the Bad.
And the new Digital Magic. And you were all wondering if she listens to you guys wearing nothing but a robe, right?
Yeah.
Well, I caught her on Skype video by accident first thing in the morning one day. And all I got to ask you is, what robe? Hey. Finally catching up with the geeky goodness of GRD. See y'all at the November pub crawl, T. Morris.
Oh, dude.
So there you go, baby. I know, man.
Fantastic.
Pub crawl's
shit.
Coming up Saturday night, November 15th, Shaco Bottom, Richmond. Be there the 31st of October, Friday night at Fallout. Down there in Shaco
Bottom. Little Halloween party.
Little GRD Halloween party if you can make it. Check out their site at falloutrva.com. We're coming back. News of the Geekalified and brand new movies on this here September the 19th, 08 edition of GRD.
Hello, this is Johannes Geinsfleisch zur Laden zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was thepodiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this podiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beer you need to pay for, of course. Podiobooks.com. The future of audio movable type in your ear. Podiobooks.com.
What's up, my geeks?
What's
Geek
up?
Radio Daily, Friday, September 19th, 2008. All the geek without any of that asinine weight.
Nobody wants that.
None of you want. You didn't pay for it.
Uh-uh.
You didn't ask for it. It just landed in your damn lap. Well, you don't have to deal with that anymore.
No.
Because you got Flynn and the Vicar flying.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Because Ghost Town opens today, baby.
Sure does. Ricky Gervais dies. Comes back, he can see ghosts. It's not Patrick Swayze this time.
Well, let's see. You got Greg Kinnear in that picture. Taylor Leone is in that, too. Alan Ruck, Always liked Alan Ruck.
Exactly.
From Ferris Bueller through Spin City and more, I love the guy. Yeah, he died, he come back, now he see stuff. Whoa.
Lakeview Terrace, the Samuel Jackson movie where he's the cop next door to the people and he's a bad, very incredibly bad neighbor, and I've been seeing this trailer for far too long and I'm already sick of it.
You don't care anymore, do you?
I don't. No, long ago.
A young interracial couple move into their dream house.
Oh.
They get increasingly harassed by their next-door neighbor, a tightly wound black LAPD officer.
Okay, you're going to stop you there. I do want to see Igor, though. John Cusack animated film. He plays the hump, you know, the hunchback. He's the assistant, but he actually wants to be the mad scientist.
He plays the Humpty. His nose is big.
It's big like a pickle.
Oh,
God. Steve Buscemi voices in this, too, along with John Cleese. Jay Leno does a voice in this.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah.
All right, this is a PG rating, by the way. Can I take my kids to this, you reckon?
Yeah.
Because it's out this weekend. I was thinking I might take them
on
Saturday.
Dude, it's going to be good. Okay. I think it's going to be good. My best friend's girl, Jason Biggs, hires his friend Dane Cook to take his ex-fiance, Kate Hudson, out on a really bad date. And wackiness, it seems, ensues.
I already don't care. Do you?
Not really.
Alec Baldwin is in this, too.
Who cares?
You know, like, that makes it better, right?
And quickly, Trans-Siberian, the naive Woody Harrelson, and the more than she seems, Emily Mortimer befriend an ominous couple traveling along the Trans-Siberian highway.
Sorry, an Amish couple?
No, an ominous couple.
Oh, that's not the same thing.
No,
right.
It's not.
I'm not wearing any
not
pants.
At all.
Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Yeah.
John Cleese returning to British TV for the first time in 7 years in a show called Batteries Not Included.
I like that movie, by the way.
It's not anything like the movie.
No one else did.
It road tests strange inventions from across the world. The devices include chin gyms, baby dusters, and giant slippers. Last series he made for the UK was back in 2001. It was the science show The Human Face. And now he's coming back, and it's going to be looking at bizarre gadgets, kind of like he did as Q.
From IGN, Patrick Wilson, who plays Night Owl in the forthcoming Watchmen picture, has been speaking about the potential for a sequel.
Huh?
Speaking to MTV News, he
Watchmen
revealed...
Watchmen 2 Electric Boogaloo?
There was a sequel clause in his contract, but that neither he nor director Zack Snyder have any idea how that would work. So
not
Watchmen 2
all.
Electric Boogaloo, in fact, is apparently... An option.
Variety reports that Disney is developing a space-themed adventure movie starring Dwayne Johnson, which may be based on the Tomorrowland section of the Magic Kingdom. The studio set scribes John Lucas and Scott Moore to draft an epic-sized adventure set in space, the film being designed as a vehicle for Dwayne Johnson, who's, of course, going to be... He was in the game plan. He's going to be in the new Witch Mountain movie. Right now, they're denying that it's going to be called Tomorrowland or have anything to do with it, but a Disney... Based on a ride? Nah, never happened.
From Newsarama, for legendary writer Denny O'Neill, his two-part story in December issues of Batman and Detective is a chance to get his hands back on the character that he helped define. I'm excited about this.
Yes.
I don't regularly read any Bat titles, but I'm going to read Denny O'Neill,
absolutely.
For DC Comics, an opportunity to have Gotham City without Batman, defined by a man who knows the city as well as Denny O'Frickin'-Neill. Two-part story is going to be in Detective 851 and Batman 684, a follow-up to Grant Morrison's Batman RIP event, which is going to wrap up in November. It'll also precede January's Whatever Happened to the Caped Crusader story by Neil Gaiman and Andy Kubert.
That's going to be awesome. ABC Studios is developing a show for Fox called Georgia and the Seven Associates. For screenwriter Chris Branco, The Hollywood Reporter describes the premise as Georgia Bennett, a young lawyer who is banished from a top law firm by her stepmother and forced to team up with seven quirky lawyers at a storefront legal office.
Wacky.
Each one of them will have, like, characteristics of the seven dwarves.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll be so funny.
That is going to be so great.
Oh, I can't
All right, finally, from TMZ.com, Gary Coleman just got formally charged on that alleged fan bashing in Utah. He was charged yesterday with reckless driving and disorderly conduct, both misdemeanors. Coleman was backing out of a bowling alley when his truck hit Colt Rushton and another car. Yes, the victim's
soap
name,
opera guy.
The victim apparently is a soap opera leading man named Colt Rushton in real life. Rushton was rushed to a local hospital.
Of course,
Gary,
he was.
According to witnesses, got mad that Rushton was snapping photos of him in a bowling alley. But according to those same witnesses, he is still, nevertheless, a very small black man. So there we go.
Thank
Radio you. Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Would you please drop us a review while you're there? We're really trying to bring that
up.
Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, our weekly wrap-up show. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast. Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Acting school, he was terrible.